Have you ever had a question bugging you? You want to ask it, but you don't want to post it publicly because you don't want to look like a knucklehead, or you're feeling embarrassed, or you don't want to be judged. Or have you ever had like this thing that frustrates you and you want to vent about it a little bit, but you just don't want to come off negative, but you're just so hungry to know if other people feel the same way? I've been there, and I've got a solution for you. Hey, welcome back to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy, and dang it, I love spending this time with you. So thank you. Thank you for turning this on. I want to share something with you guys today. It's called hashtag my secret frustration. It's a theme of discussions that go on in my Facebook group. I have a closed but free Facebook group called Love People and Make Money. I'd love you to come join us if you're not already a member. You can get to it. There's a link to the group right on the menu on my site at lpamm.com. So come on over. Been running that for about a year and a half. There's 800 or so members so far. It's great. It's very engaged, very alive, lots of interaction. Because I love community. I love to foster community. I love to shine a light on my community. So there are a few things that I've got going on over there that you might really like to jump in on. One of them is called Teach Us in 10, and that's where you can volunteer to go live or upload a pre-recorded video that teaches us how to do something simple, something that you can teach and demonstrate in under 10 minutes. So you can volunteer to do that. There's another thread I have called My Secret Frustration. I've been doing this for a little over 6 months now, and it's one of my favorites. So more than once, I would be chatting with somebody offline or on the phone, and they would ask, you know, they would say, I've got this issue I really want to get some feedback on. And I will say, well, post it in the Facebook group. And they say, oh, nah, I'm embarrassed. Or, you know, I just don't want to share it with that many people. I'm worried about what people will think of me. I don't want to be judged. Whatever. And I totally get it, because we're managing, we're walking a very balanced path between being vulnerable and open and yet protecting how people view us. Not wanting to look like a knucklehead. And the thing is that a lot of times the questions they're asking are super common. It doesn't make them look like a knucklehead at all, but that's what they're thinking at the moment. So I got an idea. I opened up a form on my website and I post it in the group and say, do you have a frustration? Is there a question you want to ask or a situation you want feedback on, but you'd like to do it anonymously? Just drop it in here. So the form just asks for the question. I don't ask for their name or their email address. I have no way of knowing who they are. So they submit their question or their situation, and then I post it in the Facebook group with the hashtag My Secret Frustration. And I let them know this was submitted anonymously by a member. And then people can read it and give their feedback without any preconceived notions about the person who submitted it, which produces some really interesting perspectives. I'm really enjoying it. So on the podcast, I think it would be fun if every so often I did an episode where I focused in on one of the secret frustrations that was posted. And just so you know, I really don't know who submitted them. Yes, I could go into WordPress into the back end and see the IP address and figure out like where somebody lives. But I'm not going to do that. I have no interest in spying out who people are. I really like not having any preconceived notions about the person who submitted the questions. It really helps me and others not to prejudge. So, I want to read you one of the frustrations that was submitted back in May. So, here's the quote. "Kelly, I feel like I'm never going to get anywhere in my business, and I'm starting to think it's all about my mindset. I feel overlooked and rejected all the time. You've shared a lot about how your mindset has changed, and it sounds like you've spent a lot of money on coaching and retreats to get there. I don't have money to spend on that sort of thing, which makes me feel all the more a loser. I don't know where to go from here." That ends the quote. So, it's interesting. I posted that and nobody else responded to it. Usually what happens is I'll post it and then I hang back. I purposely hang back and don't reply so that the community can step up and give their perspectives. And then I'll jump in if there's something I have to add. So nobody responded to this. I thought it was interesting. Usually my secret frustrations get quite a bit of quick feedback or advice. So I wondered if this is something that's so common that people were really like, I don't know what to say. I feel the same way too. Possible. So I did eventually respond. And I just want to read it to you. My response is, first of all, I'm amazed and honored by your bravery in sharing your thoughts, even in an anonymous format like this. If you feel overlooked, rejected, and you let it stop you from jumping into activities that would grow your business, it is about mindset. I feel overlooked and rejected often, but I still jump in, volunteer, and take those forward steps because I know feelings are just feelings. They're made up. They're my made up ideas. They're not fact. If I can do it, you can do it. And that's exciting. Yes, I did spend a lot of money in the past few years to work on my mindset, to work with a coach, to experience retreats and soak up training. When I first said yes to going to Radical Leadership, it was a $3,500 yes, and I was terrified about it. It felt like a huge amount of money, but I knew I needed it. So I asked about a payment arrangement, and I was able to register with a 1/3 down payment and then paid the balance in 2 additional payments that were made before the retreat. It was a stretch, and it was worth it. But here's some very good news. You don't have to make a $3,500 decision to get started on your mindset. Though when you're ready, reach out and I'll connect you. I'm talking about Radical Leadership. But a nice first step, get the book, The Big Leap. Read it and watch the videos posted in this group that go with each chapter. It'll feel like we're reading it together. If you enjoy it and crave more, reach out to me and I'll share how we can work together. So that's the end of me reading my reply. I just want to share a little bit about Radical Leadership since I mentioned that. Radical Leadership is a self-development personal leadership retreat that I went to. It was founded by Therese Keenest, my good friend, one of my best friends, and a coach of mine, Therese Sparkins, had invited me to Radical Leadership many times. Several friends of mine had been, and they came home with some really powerful breakthroughs. So I was really hungry to do it. It was life-changing for me. I came home with a whole new understanding of myself. And wow, I just can't even go into it because it would make this podcast like 3 hours long. But it was huge. It was a big investment, but it had a huge impact. I went on a couple of years later. They opened up a certification program, and I said yes to that. That was another big investment. It was a $5,000 investment. And again, I was able to make a payment arrangement. So I have invested large amounts of money to work with coaches, to go to retreats, to get training. And I'm a big proponent in investing in yourself. But I was at a point in my business where I could afford to invest it. It was still a stretch. It's not like I just had the money laying around in a discretionary fund. But prior to making those investments, I pursued every other opportunity that came up that I could do that I could do with just spending time or a little bit of money. I looked at other people and I would think, I really like what she's got going on. How can I spend some more time with her? So I mentioned the book, The Big Leap. I love that book. It is an excellent book. If you have never really leaned into what is mindset and what does it mean to me, I highly recommend it. We're talking, go to Amazon.com and buy it for less than $15. Go to Audible.com and get it, the audio version, because I really enjoyed the audio version. I've actually read the book 5 times now. And the last time I read it, I did it with my Facebook community. So I read a chapter and then I did a Facebook Live and talked about my thoughts and feelings about the chapter. And members of the community watched that and engaged with me and shared their thoughts and feelings about it. So I would invite you, if mindset is on your mind and you don't have a lot of money to spend on it, get the book, come into the Facebook group, find those videos, and read along with us. And then go ahead and reply to the videos and share your perspectives. And I love that Facebook groups allow that time-shifted participation in the conversation. So that's an introduction to my secret frustration. That's an introduction to the Facebook group. I hope you'll come join us. I hope that you'll read through some of the other secret frustrations and see if there isn't some perspective and feedback that you'd like to add to those threads of conversation. It doesn't matter, for example, that this thread was from May. If you have a thought for that person who submitted it, go ahead and hit reply and share your thought. I'm sure it'll be a blessing to her. And some of the other threads of conversation that have come through my secret frustration, everything from, you know, charging, getting your invoices paid. You know, one person said, when you post selfie after selfie after selfie, I am so turned off. That was their frustration that they wanted to share that day. I feel like when I started this, I thought there's a risk here that I'm inviting people to come and basically complain. Some of them do complain, like the person who says the selfies drive me crazy. That's a complaint. But most of the secret frustrations that get submitted are genuine pleas for support. And I don't care that it's anonymous. It takes a lot of guts to step out of your private inner space and share something so that other people can be an encouragement to you. So come on over. Again, you can find the link to the Facebook group at lpamm.com. Join the group. Right when you join into the group, if you're on your desktop, on the right-hand side, there's a little section that says popular topics and posts. And my secret frustration is one of those topics you can click on and browse through all of the submissions. And don't hesitate to submit your own. And I might discuss it. I'll certainly see great engagement on it in the group. I'll add my own perspective if I have one. And I may even discuss it on a future podcast. So thanks again for your time. See you next time.